This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden applauded U.S. Olympic athletes on Saturday for showing courage under pressure and uniting the country. The Bidens have invited the Olympic athletes to the White House following the Tokyo Games. The second biggest U.S. Olympic team ever, with 613 athletes, has won 108 medals, more than any other country. In a video call with the athletes Saturday, Biden said, "It wasn't just your athletic ability, it was your moral courage. You remind us of what an amazing country we are." Biden praised individual athletes such as American gymnast Simone Biles, who withdrew from events such as the individual all-around and team all-around, citing mental health concerns. She returned to win the bronze medal on the balance beam. The president also praised runner Isaiah Jewett, who was in prime position to finish in the top two in his 800 meters heat when he was unintentionally tripped by Botswana's Nigel Amos. In a display of sportsmanship, Jewett helped Amos to his feet, and the two finished the race together. The United States on Saturday condemned a thwarted plot to attack Myanmar's UN ambassador in New York, saying it fits a disturbing pattern of authoritarian leaders and their supporters seeking to persecute opponents. Two Myanmar citizens have been arrested in New York State for plotting with an arms dealer in Thailand who sells weapons to the Burmese military. They were allegedly plotting to kill or injure Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, according to U.S. authorities on Friday. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Brunei diplomat, appointed by a Southeast Asian regional bloc as its special envoy to Myanmar, said on Saturday he should be given full access to all parties when he visits the strife-torn country where the military overthrew an elected government, speaking days after his appointment by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Erwan Yusuf gave no date for his visit to Myanmar, but said he wants to be well prepared. The leaders of Myanmar's deposed democratically elected government have been in detention since February 1st. That's when Myanmar's military leaders overthrew the democratic government and replaced it with a military junta. Erwan has been tasked with overseeing humanitarian aid, ending violence in Myanmar, and opening dialogue between the military rulers and citizens who support the democratic government. Their protests and civil disobedience campaign have been met with violence. The United Nations and many countries have urged ASEAN, whose 10 members include Myanmar, to spearhead diplomatic efforts to restore stability. The Albany County Sheriff says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint filed this week accusing him of groping an aide at the governor's state residence. Sheriff Craig Apple said Saturday it would be premature to say whether Cuomo himself will be questioned, but he promised a very comprehensive investigation into the woman's claim. The complaint is the first known instance where a woman has made an official report with a law enforcement agency over alleged misconduct by Cuomo. The governor denies groping the woman. An Afghan Air Force pilot was killed by a bomb in Kabul on Saturday, officials said, in an attack claimed by the Taliban. Officials said the pilot, Hamidullah Azimi, was traveling when a sticky bomb attached to his vehicle went off. Five civilians were injured in the explosion. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement that the Taliban carried out the attack. Reuters news agency has reported that the Taliban are waging a campaign to assassinate pilots when they're off their military bases. Afghan officials say at least seven Afghan pilots have died in such attacks before Saturday's killing. The Taliban has confirmed a program that would see U.S.-trained Afghan pilots, quote, targeted and eliminated. U.S. and Afghan officials believe the targeting of pilots by the Taliban is a deliberate effort to destroy Afghanistan's core of U.S. and NATO-trained military pilots as fighting escalates across the country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.